The Sikha we will be learning is in Likud Sichas, Chelik Chavov, the first Sikha to Parsha Siso. It talks about the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. If in Posik Ze Yitnu, by Tzivu for Machzis HaShekel, when they push the commander the Yidin to give a Machzis HaShekel for the Mishkan, the Posik uses the word Ze Yitnu, this is what they shall give. Now, usually when you use the word Ze, it means we're pointing at something, something that we're able to see. The Loshon in some places is, when you say Zeh, you're showing with a finger, look this. We're not talking about something, but we're talking actually something that's in front of you. So what does it mean here when the Abisha said, Zeh Yitnu, this is what they should give. They should give a Machzis Shekel, but he used the word Zeh. Zogin Chazal, the Chazal tell us in Yerushalmi and in Tanchum and in Medrash Rabbe, but Rashi brings it down, that why does it say Zeh? Kimi Matbei Shalesh, Heitz Yakadosh Baruch Hu, the Abisha took out take a coin of fire. A machzis al shekel coin, a coin that is a machzis, but it's made of fire. Ve'erol l'meisha, and he showed it to Meisha, ve'omer lei, and he said, Zeh yitnu, this is what they should give. Ki zeh yitnu, like this. Everyone should give a matbeya like this, and he actually showed him the coin, but the coin made of fire. Now, vosi di shverekait in machzis al shekel, bizas the rebishas of the far darfim, bavaisin to Meisha ben amatbeya sheish. What was so hard to understand what it means a machzis al shekel, a debishter had to show him a matbeya sheleish? In other words, if you wouldn't show it to him, he wouldn't understand what it means. What's the problem here? His taste is mavayah. So taste is mchum explains as tama al adovar. Moshe Rabbeinu wondered about it. Ma yuchal adam litnu kefer nafshei. Since the machzis hashekel is supposed to be kefer nafshei, it's supposed to be the redemption for the soul, for the nefesh. So what he couldn't understand, not what a matbeya is, what a machzis hashekel is. He couldn't understand how could giving a machzis hashekel cause, bring about a kefer nafshei. A redemption for the nefesh. B'meile, this is what the problem was, and this is why David should have to show him. Oh, but as for the Tabir, the Rebbe says this needs an explanation. Why was it hard for Meisha Rabbeinu to understand? He wondered how a machzis hashekel could be kefir nafshe, how that could forgive for your nefesh. Yeder poshet ashtot magid. Every simple people who say speeches, a magid, a shtot magid, which is not a special person, but a person used to give speeches, droshes in the city. Which his brain, his intellect, is no comparison whatsoever to the intellect of Meisha Rabbeinu. Meisha Rabbeinu was the nifka mekolmin asher ha'odam asher hisik yesef. It's the lotion of the Rambam, he says in Pirush HaMishnah. Meisha Rabbeinu was the chosen human being that he grasped with his seichel more than anybody else. He was the completion and the highest level of seichel. So a regular Baal Darshan, a regular person gives a speech, is no way compared to him. Nevertheless, he says Masbir Garbi Pasha. Even he could explain it very simple. When a Yid is mekayim a mitzvah, kumtim defar aschar ulapomim aschar gadol b'yisrael. When a Yid does a mitzvah, he deserves a reward. Sometimes a very big reward. Like it actually is in the Pesach, it says, in b'chukei teilecha, you will follow my laws. I'll give you rain and all the brachas. All the brachas was written during Tuzgerechon. All the brachas that are mentioned there. So we know that for doing a mitzvah, you can get a reward and a big reward. Well, there's Eben Eden Didan. Could be the same thing here. Al schar for mekayim the mitzvahs machzis hashekel v'kum t'mkeim anavshe. Why is it not possible that as a reward for doing this mitzvah machzis hashekel, you get a kefir nefesh, you get redemption for your nefesh. In order 6, the Rebbe says, and concerning tzedakah, which is also giving money, we actually find that. Because it says in Medrash that the union of tzedakah, what could tzedakah do? That when you give tzedakah, this could bring the Deibish that should give you life. It says, if you give tzedakah to a poor man, Deibish said, well, you gave life to that person, now that he had food, you gave him life, I'll save your life, your life of your child. So we see that for tzedakah, which is similar to machzis hashekel, and this is something already we know in the Torah, there is an inyan of giving people money, the mitzvah of milas chasodim, etc., etc. And there we see, Taka, that what happens as a reward, you get life. So what's hard to understand here? Everyone understands very simply that you could have a mitzvah, machzis hashekel, and for that you get kefir nafshe. Is vos in the pele, una greiser pele. What's the wonder and the big wonder for Meisha Rabbeinu, for Meisha, but durch the mitzvah git meschar kefir nafshe? What was wondrous by him that for this mitzvah you get kefir nafshe? Why is it not something that's not understood? That's one question. Why is it a pella? Why is it a wonder? Ich is nit verstanden der Entfer von dem Eibischen. Hero ma beishlish. Na, also not understood. So what was that? If this was the problem Moshe had, how does Machzis HaShekel, how is it possible that she make Kefir Nafshe? What was the Eibischen answer? He showed him a Matbei HaShelesh. How does answer the question? Number one, Vosid Der Diyuk Matbei HaShelesh Davke. Why did he, in order to answer it, if somehow by showing it, it answers the question, so why did he have to show him Davke a fire? To show him a regular Matbei, a coin, and if that answers somehow. And the Rebbe explains deeper the question. If the reason he showed him a coin of fire, because everything that is above in the spiritual heavens is fire, called fire. Like it says, a posting by Malachim, the source of Eishleya, that his servants in Malachim is a flame fire. So we see, creates other things. We find fire when you want to say something in Ruchni, spiritual, we call it fire. Und der Fad, therefore, if everything Ruchni is fire, then the Rebbe Beweis, that over Mesuyim, is a Mitzvah Seisha. The Rebbe that shows something, a heavenly thing, so it is in the form of fire. But if that's the reason why it was fire, you doch nicht nötig, dass du matkes ein Bemüchadah, so why do we have to stress it over here? All the things above are fire, so we understand ourselves. Don't mention Dafke fire. They could have said David showed them a coin. We'll understand ourselves a fire, because everything that's shown by David from above is fire. But if you're going to say it the other way, as Lule der Adgosha Matbei Shalish Feltnik, you can't mean that the Rebbe Shalit Bavizna Matbei Kipshute. On the other hand, you can say no. If the Chazal wouldn't tell us that it was a coin of fire, we would think that it wasn't fire. He showed him a normal coin, but Beishal Kesef. When Ishalish, he showed him a silver coin and not fire. And we find that too, that Debishter shows something from above and it's physical. Debishter said, you should put up the Mishkan. As you were shown on the mountain, what did Debishter show him? He showed him the Mishkan. Was man not in Bavizen, dem Tavnis von der Mishkan Gashmi, ob die Pshuta Shemik, a simple pshat. And in the Or 11, the Rebbe even quotes, look at the Gemara. So what the Pshat is, the Eibishter showed him a physical Mishkan. So maybe you could have learned here also, if it wouldn't tell us it was fire, we could have learned the Eibishter actually showed him a coin, a physical coin of silver. For the Tzavir Lidach. So now we have a question on the other side. It was his andesh, macht es ha-shekel, was by him is muchra zu weisen, mat beish leishtavke. So why, Taka, did he have to show him here a fire? It's, or you don't have, if it's obviously fire, he didn't have to tell us. And if it's not obvious, it's fire. So what makes it say, why did the Takash have to show him a fire? That's one question. The main question is, who is the answer of Meshach Rabbeinu Stmir? Yazei kend in the scene of the Machtes HaShekel Zayin Kefir Nafshei, Tordem Vaseirei HaKadosh Baruch Mat Bei Shalish. What, where lies the answer to Meshach Rabbeinu's wonder how a Machtes HaShekel could bring redemption for your nefesh? How is that answered by him showing him a Mat Bei Shal fire, a coin of fire? How? So if he wouldn't have known what a coin is, let's say a simple pshat, we think he didn't understand what a coin is, he showed him a coin. Showed a fire, whatever, but he showed him. But that wasn't the question. Meshach Rabbeinu knew what a Machzis HaShekel is. The question is, how did that bring about Kefir Nafshe? So what happened when he showed him a coin of fire? How does that answer the question? You could say that the two questions we just asked before, one question answers the other, meaning like this. The answer on the second question, question of Meshach Rabbeinu, that he asked, how could Machzis HaShekel be a Kefir Nafshe? And the first question was, why not? So, and the second question was, how did it answer? So the Rebbe says like this. So on the answer of the question, how it could work, is so here we have, the Eibush showed him a coin of fire. That was the answer to his question was, why, how could that work? So the Eibush answered him, he showed him a matbei of fire. And meant to say, when Aid is mekayim a mitzvah, when Aid has a mitzvah, and every mitzvah of the Eibush is like fire, like a sasik, a posik that says, my words are like fire. So whatever the Eibush talks, a mitzvah, the Eibush is fire. So when a Yid does this mitzvah, machzis HaShekel, durcha matbeya gashmi is through a physical matbeya. Valachas kama v'kama v'nir is mekayim the mitzvah mitchayis nislavish eishu v'nafsha. Certainly if he does it with an enthusiasm of the fire of his soul, that's called the eishu v'nafsha. Vertes aninya shaleish. So that makes it into a fire, becomes a fire. When the Rebbe can't it, it seems like a nafsha. So you could be Kefir Nafshe. In other words, the question of Meshach was, how does this work, the Kefir Nafshe? And the answer they should show them if it's fire. Because I'm a Be'ez Shalesh. Since it's a mitzvah, first of all, every mitzvah is fire. Number two, if you do it with even more fire, fire of your neshama, then it's something very special. And that's the answer how it could bring Kefa Nafshi. So now the first kasha comes back, which comes even stronger. If the whole answer is that because you're doing a mitzvah, and the mitzvah has the power of bringing Kefa Nafshi, so the first question comes back. So why did he wonder? This explanation that if you do a mitzvah, it becomes concept of fire, is number one. Everyone knows that. Every person who gives a speech could say that. That the reason why it works is because if you do a mitzvah is fire. And the second thing, concerning all mitzvahs, every mitzvah is like that. In every mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah, you bring down in the mitzvah the spirituality of it, which is hinted in fire. Then why did Moshe Rabbeinu wonder? It's kasha that we asked before. The whole answer is because a mitzvah has fire. Certainly, if you do it with your fire, but the idea of a mitzvah is fire, Moshe didn't understand. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Every little simple person knows that. Moshe didn't know that. And also, why? And another prat here. This is by every mitzvah. Here we're saying something special about machzis hashekel. So what was this question? And what was the answer? Machzis hashekel is something special. What was special? Every mitzvah does that. If the answer was that it's fire, a mitzvah is fire, every mitzvah is that. Zeisvei, besides that. Eitzulib dem, if it's only for this, well, kiven genukas derebish as ozogamation, as durk the mitzvah vedim adbeya ven manipulation. If that's the whole answer, that he's telling that every mitzvah is fire, that's the answer. He could have told him that. Why did he have to show him? If he's giving him an explanation why how a mitzvah works, that's the way to do it, to tell him. The whole Torah and all the mitzvahs that Eibishter gave to Moshe, how did he give it to him? By telling him. So he could have told him too. Why did Eibishter have to take out a coin of fire and tell him that this coin is Eish, and b'meile show him that this could cause kefir nafshe because it's fire? Why didn't he just tell him that? And why you have to show him for? Fund after was by them minion that gefordert the pull of your head is from Abishan to beweisen that Beis Shalashin Zogna Yitno. Since Dafke in this union was needed, Hashem should do a special act to show him at Beis Shalash, and on the top of that to say to him, this is what you should give, is Muchrech to Zogn that proves us. There's something in Machzis HaShekel that is not there by the mitzvahs, and that is something that David should have to do something special. He couldn't just answer him that it's fire, because that's by every mitzvah, something special, David, and it had to come through showing what it is. The Rebbe will explain it. The point of the explanation is like this. You can say it like this. That Hashem gives reward for a yid doing a mitzvah, there are two ways. Could be in two ways. Number one way is the asiyas a mitzvah is azapul was mitzat teichon inyon and brings schar pleni. That when you do this mitzvah, it's a kind of mitzvah that the contents of the mitzvah brings automatically this and this reward. The schar is a mesuvah from pulus a mitzvah. The reward is an automatic result of the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself causes this and this reaction. So the reward is not really a side reward. It's a reaction of the act that you did. But there's others, another way. The meaning of the mitzvah has nothing to do. Seichel doesn't understand what's the connection between this and the specific reward given. This is what Eibusha wanted. So Eibusha wants to give this reward for this mitzvah. So sometimes the reward itself is a result of the mitzvah, because that's what the mitzvah is all about. And sometimes the reward is something that has nothing to do. There's nothing in the mitzvah that brings about this reward, but this is what Eibusha wanted. And the Rebbe explains it. Just like in mitzvahs themselves, there are certain mitzvahs, there is a reason. And there are certain mitzvahs that there is no reason why we want to do it. So why do we do it? Because that's what the Eibishter said you have to do. So just like by mitzvahs, we find that there is no logical, rational explanation for the mitzvah. Azay is able to get a schara mitzvah, so too, when it comes to reward. As a scan sign, as a gewisse mitzvah. Eich von amsuk mishpotim. So man geb maschar godel berach a mitzvah. It's possible that certain mitzvahs, and even mitzvahs that normally the mitzvah itself has a rationale, has a reason. But the schar could be something such a big schar, which compared to the mitzvah doesn't seem to be connected. So why would be such a big schar? That's what the Eibishter wants. So there is such a thing as a schar that you don't understand. What the connection between the schar? Fine. Now applying that to us, the reward for the mitzvah maksis ha-shekel to give kefer nafshei is a reward that is no rationale to it, seemingly. Al-Pisechel makes no sense. Why? The Baal does maksis ha-shekel. Amad beig ashmes kefer nafshei ruchni is hobn kanerich nitschmitzinzich, since giving the maksis ha-shekel, which is a physical coin. And kefer nafshei, redemption for a person's neshomer, a person's nefesh, which is ruchni, is have no comparison. This is ein hofchim in akotze lakotze, they're complete opposites. Kefer nafshei, the complete opposites. But the tzedakah that we said before, we understand that when you give tzedakah to a poor man, this will save your life, because when the mitzvah was saving someone's life. So here we understand it too. But here, the kefer of your nefesh means it's a ruchnizdike kapore, it's a forgiveness for your neshama. How does that come through a gashmizdike coin? And the Rebbe says, "V'mezet b'degeya tachlis b'riya sodom l'shamash eskeinei." In other words, we see the difference also when it talks to a person's service of Hashem. The expression here is not so simple, not so clear, but he's saying he wants to show an example. The tachlis, the purpose of a person, is to serve the Eibishter. Now, in serving the Eibishter, of the person's tachlis, there are different things. So he gives an example. You serve the Eibishter with momen. What's momen? Kesev azov, silver and gold. Everything that's in the world you have to use to serve. But here, what are you using when you're using money to serve Hashem? It's a very low thing. Money is a very, very gashmi. In gashmis itself, it's a very low level. And in the Ora 18, the Rebbe says, that's why we find in the Posik that momin, money is called hayukum asher beragleim. Hayukum, I mean something that holds up, but it uses the word feet. So we see the pasuk connects money to feet. Feet is the lowest part of the person, to show that money is a very, very low thing. We see that a person has a desire for money, it could lower a person to the lowest level. And in order 19, the Rebbe says, we see that by the chet egel. What made the Yidden make the egel? So it says, because they had a lot of silver and gold. And there's a pasuk that says, I gave him a lot of kesev, a lot of gold, silver, and they made an egel. And by the way, this is the machzor ha-shekel is a forgiveness for the egel. So we see by the egel it all came from money. So this all shows money is a very low thing. These are kimlu rabbonim. They know the maimed atzma mameinah. A certain halachas that rabbonim said, we know for sure that if it comes somebody that says money is going to be ruined something, a person for sure will not hold himself back from doing so. Shabbos, let's say, Chomer made such dinim by the fire because it might burn his house, because they said, if we're going to let you do certain things, you will definitely go and do worse things. Because we know a person can't hold himself back when it comes to saving his money. Another expression is, Odom bo l'almamein. A person gets completely confused. When it comes to his money, he gets confused. So money is something very, very low. The Ashleima, the Rebbe goes even more to show money is low. You see in the place, where do we get silver and gold? Push it in the physical sense. Silver and gold is daimim. Daimim are unmovable objects. There's no life. So in Suga Daimim Gufa, in the Daimim itself, is Mekemim Berubim Amamaki Adomatavki. Where is there silver and gold? In the depth of the ground. And depth of the ground physically shows Beruchni is very, that in its level, it's very low. In the Orat 22, the Rebbe says, it says in different places that a mountain which is high shows that it's a Daimim. The mountain is a Daimim, but it shows a higher level. So depth of the ground is a lower level. So it's tachten shein tachten l'matamene. So the money, the silver, gold, is the lowest, that's nothing lower. When the Noach Muzeh Zayim inside of the Kesev Kudlazov, and even after you dig it out, you got to still work on it. It's still not usable. You got to use, you got to purify it with all kinds of what goes into the furnace, etc., etc. So this just shows how a matbeish shekel, which is like silver, which is a coin, is very, very low. Lida cheskefer nafshei. On the other hand, when we speak about redemption of a nefesh, soul, yet a nefesh, which means a nefesh, even of a goy, is a dover achi nailer, is something spiritual, something very high. Certain the neshama, the nefesh of Eden, which are part of Hashem, so that's certainly low. So here we're saying machzis hashekel is the lowest, in gashmi is gufa the lowest. The kefir nafshe, which is the reward, is the highest. Hot kenot nitiach riseichel adipulef and nesinas mam and gashmi tachlas hayirida. So mitzatechen inyon the pale and the minyan from kefir nafshe from achil kal mam mishtachas hilul. So makes no seichel, no rationale to understand how the act of giving physical money, which is the lowest, should the teichen of what you're doing should cause kefir for the nefesh from the neshama of a higher level. So, which category would this go? We said there are two categories, two fanim of reward for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, sometimes the reward is understood. We see how the mitzvah brings this reward. This doesn't follow that. This goes according to, this is the second way, that it's a reward that doesn't, we don't see in any way, no rationale how that is a reward for the pool or the act that you did. Now, you could say, on the other hand, we said every mitzvah becomes spiritual, becomes like fire, which is the symbol for spirituality. So what's our question? We're asking, how can the reward for machzis hashekel, such a low thing, such a be such a high thing? But we said every mitzvah is connected to ruchnis, with fire. It's not a change that the coin itself is changed. From the reishkum, it's the mitzvah ruchnis. There's a change here. There's a fire here because the mitzvah aspect, it's not the coin becomes the ruchni. The mitzvah aspect that you're using the coin for, that becomes ruchni. But the matbeya aspect, like the matbeya gashmi, the coin remains a physical coin. Kum to isa comes out that the pulus ha mitzvah, the nesinif ha matbeya gashmi is gufa, but the coin itself, when you give that physical coin itself, because the coin is only physical, and that is, even if it's a mitzvah, mitzvah has ruchnias, but since it remains a physical coin, how could that bring about a reward of such a high spiritual level? That was the doubt, the question, the one that Moshe Rabbeinu had. That means like this. Because of the seichel, the intellect of Moshe, which is seichel the Torah. Moshe's thinking, Moshe's understanding was a Torah to give you. He's always going, it came out at the schar from kefir nafshev, the nesina from machzis hashekel together kuke. But it came out that the reward of kefir nafshev for machzis hashekel is in the form of a chukah. Chukah means it has no rationale. Al piseichel is a dover tamua. Yesh mokim here al piseichel. According to the intellect, it makes no sense. And there is even a possibility to question it. But because the Eibusha wanted it, you don't question it. But it just shows that in seichel there is a place to question, but you don't because the Eibusha doesn't want you to. But this seichel doesn't make sense. Okay, so that could be that type of thing. On the other hand, the food, but the Rebbe Shirot nit magdir given and nit ongeruv in the mitzvah machzis hashekel achukah, since Hashem didn't describe and say that the mitzvah machzis hashekel falls into the category of a chukah, is zicher as es is do hasbar in them. So there must be an explanation. When the far Tom and Meisha, so Meisha wondered, ma yuchal or the mitzvah kefir nafshe, what's the logic? There must be some logic here, because the Torah never said it's a chukah. So what's the logic in this idea that through giving a machzis hashekel, you could cause kefir nafshe? V'ken zaynab bir behesber of them apiseichel adin nisin defen amat beyegash es machzis hashekel v'apula v'skenuften kefir nafshe. How could there be an explanation in your intellect, in your seichel, that giving a physical matbeya, the machzis hashekel, should cause kefir nafshe? So that's, he was wondering, not he questioned it. He was wondering, there must be a seichel. What's the seichel? And he's using a seichel. And he says, and you're telling me it's not a chukah, so obviously there is a seichel behind. What's the seichel? Then met him the Rebbe Shlagian for the mitzvah zarei matbei shalei yishvam b'nei zayitnu. So Hashem answered his question by showing in the coin of fire. and told him this is what they should get. What did he mean with that? The Rebbe shirt in Bavizanas, when Eden give machzah shekel, where devil the Madbeya Atzmo, that when Eid gives a machzah shekel, what happens really? The coin itself, not nor mitzad ruchnis from the mitzvah shebo, not only because there's a spirituality in it, and it has a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah, so the mitzvah is spiritual, but mele, it's a Madbeya Shalish. Not only because of that, but the Madbeya itself, the coin, which looks physical, becomes a Madbeya Shalish, is a coin of Ruchni, a coin of fire. The mele, zeich ha-pisech ha-fa-statement, dem keshet, vishn dem teichem, v'nissin es machz ha-shekel, v'nischar v'nim kev ha-nafshet. So the mele, if you're telling me that the coin becomes Ruchni, also when you give that coin, you're giving a Ruchni, it's like a thing that the coin became Ruchni. Now I have to add, the Rebbe doesn't say it here, that how do we see that it became Ruchni? We don't see it. But the Eibishter told Meishe Rabbein, I'm telling you, when you give a machzah shekel, it's a special thing by machzah shekel. That if you give this mitzvah machzah shekel, you're giving this coin is spiritual. Oh, so it's spiritual, it's no kasha. Kasha was, how could something physical so low bring kefir nafshe, which is so spiritual? So he said, when you give that machzah shekel, it is spiritual. The coin itself that you're giving looks like a coin, but it's not. Shenke by tzedokia, not like by tzedokia. By tzedokia, tutesuf klalni de matbeya. There is not the coin that does it. It's the mitzvah that's behind it. Or the Rebbe says here, k'maymer chazal, like the Chachamim tell us, asvar ha-shprit, they also give a simple reason. Atoach Yesus nefesh oni, ubnei beisei, ischore, nafshe, benefesh, benefesh, mitik, neged, mida. The Ebesha says, by tzedokia, why will it help your nefesh? Because it's mitik, neged, mida. Measure for measure. You helped someone else's nefesh. You gave someone who's hungry and is dying, and you gave him money, saved his life, he'll give you your life. So that makes a lot of sense. But it's not the coin, the physical coin that happens. But by the coin, it's the physical coin happens. But the question is, what is the meaning behind it? So it is like that, but we still need the explanation. What is the pshat? How does it work? Not what is the pshat. That is not clear. I mean, not clear. That we don't know. But that's what the Eibishter does. But how does this happen, that the coin itself is not a coin? It looks like a coin, also, but it's not. It's a coin. Now, you could answer, that you know why? Because the coin of machzah shekel was used for a mitzvah. It was the coin itself became a mitzvah. Now, what did it happen? What did they use the coin for? So, one of the machzah shekel that was used was for making the adonim, the sockets of the Mishkan. You took that silver that you gave as a machzah shekel, you melted it and made part of the Mishkan. Oh, so here, if you made it part of the Mishkan, so then it's already Ruchni. So the coin itself became Ruchni. So the Rebbe says it's not true. For the machzah shekel, hat man gemacht der adonim lemishkan. So he says the opposite. What did they do with the machzah shekel? They didn't change it to Ruchni. They made a mitzvah out of it, but they didn't change the Ruchni. They made the adonim to the Mishkan, and that's still Gashmi. Is we can sein dover. He said, what can be kefir nafshe? He meant to say, not only the machzah shekel as a coin, even if you use the machzah shekel as adonim lemishkan. That's why he said the word ma, whatever you're going to do with it. A coin remains a coin. So what made it so that this became good? And the Eibishter is answering him that this is different than any other mitzvah. And how could it be kefir nafshe? Because it is ruchni. What makes it ruchni? And making that donim doesn't make it ruchni, because making that donim is still gashmi. So even making that donim, which is gashmi, there's a mitzvah there. You're using it for the mishkan. But how does it make it ruchni? The beer in them. So the answer is like this: the mit gufa was a reya kadosh baruch matbei shereishim gezok yitnu. Had the Eibush the pale given and nuv gemacht achidush. When the Eibush showed him, this is the answer why he had to show him. When the Eibush showed him this coin of fire, and he said, "This is what you shall give." This, the Eibishter, by doing that, he transformed a new thing, something new. The Machzah HaShekel was Yidnum gegeben damals, that caused that the Machzah HaShekel that Yidn gave then, und das wird nimmshu b'mitzvah Machzah HaShekel tomit kol ha-yomim, and since, as they will say later, since the Machzah HaShekel that we do is a continuation of that, so b'meila, this happens every time, always, all the generations. The machzah shekel that you give is not nor a matbeya gashmis nor a matbeya shlish. It's not only a physical coin, which it is, but that physical coin is also a spiritual coin. There's haste. Demel is nischadish geworden. The Eibishter had to do something to change because that's not normal. The Eibishter did something to change as Dimat Beyeh, but the Eibishter Bavis Meshen. The discoin that the Eibishter showed Meshen. Dimat Beyeh Bizi Bishor Sho Eishet Achaskish Takovet. Dimat Beyeh the way it's in the source. It says in Chazal that where did he take the coin of fire? From under the Kisei HaKavod, under his chair of glory, whatever, the Eibishter took it. Which means that's the Shadish of the coin down here. So what the Eibishter took it from there and showed it to Meshen, and he said, this is what you should give. He said, he showed it to him, and that caused that this is a coin that any coin a Yid gives Machzeh Hashak is this. In other words, whatever is in the Sheirish is by the Yidin down here. The says means like this, Rebbe says. In Zug of the Tzuvas, there are the mitzvahs, Mamam Shechum Peil, in their Madbeya, Ninyin Funeish, was Dosis Azeba Al Mitzvahs. Now, in addition to the fact that every mitzvah brings an Eish. B'meil, if you do a mitzvah with a coin, the coin becomes matbei shleish, and that's by every mitzvah. It's by machzeh hashekel do achidush miyuchad machzeh the special chidush. Adi matbei atzma is matbei shleish. The matbei itself is a matbei shleish. And the Rebbe explained this. The chidush in them is not b'sheisho as b'sheish the matbei. It's not telling you that you should know any coin that you give for machzeh hashekel. It's rooted. There is a root to that in higher worlds. A matbei shleish. That's not what he's saying. Dos is by Allah Gvorim Gashmin. That's by all physical things. But they all have nishtal shalom zayruch mizik nisher. B'chal, not only mitzvahs, every physical thing in the world comes down as a shtal shalis from its higher source, and it comes down from level to level till it becomes a physical thing. So in Sheirish, they're all ruch mizik things. Aber zayimokye gifinzich on bleibt lemaidlen zayzayne lemata der b'gashmin. The source, the root of everything is ruchni, but it stays there. When it comes down in a ishtal shalis, it goes from level to level till it turns into a physical thing and it remains physical, even by a mitzvah. The root of that coin or that object that you do a mitzvah is ruchni, but down here it's gashmi. But by here, by machzeh shekel is different. Nor in dem was eich noch dem vidim adbeis nishtal shalim gebor narobikum in del mazak. What he's saying is that even after the coin came down, became a coin, and it's nishtal shal from higher levels, there's a spiritual coin, and then lower level, finally came down in this physical world. By doing the mitzvah machzeh shekel, there's a change in the coin. It becomes a matbeah shleish. In other words, the question was, how does it happen? That's why there had to be a special act. It's not just like that. By a person doing it wouldn't happen. That's like every mitzvah. Here, the Eibishter had to do something special. Now we'll understand the special chiddush machzeh hashekel was a gefordert apulim yichedes from neibush and matbeis shleish heitzivam as a yitnu legabah under the mitzvah. Why here there was supposed to be a special act that you had to take it out and take the matbeis shleish, tell him this is what they should give, different than every other mitzvah where he just told him about it. This is what we find by other mitzvahs that since it's a mitzvah, it brings down a ruchnizdike life, so to speak, ruchnizdike koyach, in this physical act that you do. We know that. And it says in Order 32, this is the whole concept of Matan Torah, as Chassidus explains. Till Matan Torah, Gashmis, Ruchnis didn't have a connection. By Matan Torah, the Eibishter made that when you do a mitzvah with Gashmis, the ruchnizdike comes down in it. Your mamshich, a ruchnizdike inyan in the physical Gashmi. But it was also in Anaifim, was the Gashmi Atzmei, is und bleibt und matem im Kere, mea ruchni. It's still, even though you bring down ruchnis into the gashmi, but the physical object remains physical. It's a lower level than the source. Nor in them gashmi is mamam shachayis ruchni. In this physical thing, you bring down the ruchnis gechayis. But also the rinyu from the shtalshelis. That's the whole concept of the shtalshelis. What does the shtalshelis mean? As in them tachten is do ulopome meichmeir from the melian. Shtalshelis mean there's a higher level and it gets lower and lower till it comes down. And what we're saying is, shtalshelis means it came down, now it's lower. But in that lower one is connected to the Sheirish, and sometimes that Sheirish could even shine in it. Over the Tachna Blight Lamata from the million, the lower part, the physical part, remains down here, means lower. It's not the Sheirish. Sheirish is Druchn Disra Gashm. Shanki, but Machzeh Hashekel is the Chid, Machzeh Hashekel, the Chidish is, at the Matbeya Gashmas was even given, is Zi Atzmo Vet Matbeya Shalish, Achibu Shnei Hofrim. It itself becomes a fire, which is Ruchnius. So this is a combination of two opposites. Normally, it's not a combination. Any mitzvah has ruchnis in it. In itself, to a certain degree, it's a combination of two opposites. Gashmi ruchni. That's why before Matan Torah couldn't happen. But now the pale, it's not a real combination because the Gashmi remains Gashmi, the Ruchni, Elamai, the Ruchni comes into Gashmi, which is also a big Chiddush. Here we're saying that it becomes Ruchni and it stays Gashmi. It becomes Ruchni. Afila the Reish Gashmi from Elam Hazeh, he says. Here it's two opposites. Why is it two opposites? Because Gashmi and Ruchni are two opposites. But he says, even the physical fire in this world is a Rakzeh Hofchi from Matbeh. It's a complete opposite than a coin. Matbeh is offer. A coin is made of offer. We know there is. You say the offer, there's dust, sand, and that's what it is. It's daimim. When in offer gufi b'malaki adomik canal, and in sand itself, it says it's deep down in the ground. The yisod achinomo, the lowest of the four elements. Uneshe the yisod achigabeyanayla, and esh is from the four, the highest. There's esh, ruach, maim, offer. Offer is the lowest. Ruach, I mean, esh is the highest. So even physical fire and the physical fire and the physical daimim objects, certainly of offer, are two opposites. Certainly, when you think about it in the Ruchnis aspect, that you think of the opposites being in the Ruchnis, look at it, it's certainly two opposites. This is already a Ruchnis word. We know there are four Ruchnis, Atzilus, Bri, Yetzira, Asiya. And the four, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofer, are parallel to these four. Ofer is connected to Elam, Asiya. Ofer is parallel to the lowest level in the Elamis, which is Asiya. Elam Achitach, the lowest level, lowest Elam. Eish is connected to Elam Atzilus, Elam Achielion. Eish fire is connected to Elam Atzilus, which is a higher one. So here we see from the Ruchnizdik aspects, from the Ruchnizdik Eish, which is Atzilus, to the Ruchnizdik union of Matbeye, which is Ofer, which is Asiya. So there's certainly two opposites. Fire Bechlal from Ofer are opposites, but the spiritual part of it is certainly. But the chibur for dishnei hofchim, matbeya gashmi is mit matbeya shaleish, the combination of these two opposites, the coin, physical coin, with the coin of fire. Valachas kama v'kama dos is neither reish for neilam hazak gashmi nor zeh the reish tachas kisya kovet. Certainly, it's not a physical. Physical fire would also be a two opposites. But this is not a physical fire. The Eibush that took the fire from tachas under the kisya kovet, and he say yezayitn, which means whatever you're going to give down here is this. So the coin down here becomes eish of atzilus. So he certainly, this is the opposite. Not only the two things are opposites, it's the opposite of what happens in Seder Ishtalshelis. When things come down, as we said before, everything comes down in Seder Ishtalshelis. This never happens. The Gashmi doesn't turn into Ruchni. The Gashmi stays Gashmi. In the Gashmi, you're sure the Seder is higher. Was Ishtalshelis meant canal as the Tachnis of Ishtalshel, but made a matter from the million. Ishtalshelis means that the lower one comes from the higher. So he still remains lower. So he still remains Gashmi. So the Gashmi is the thing remains Gashmi. So here we're talking about that the Matbeya Gashmi is turned into Ruchnius, is opposites within Seder Ishtalshelis. Nochmer, was is Hepech Afilu from Seder from Teira, was is Hechef. Ishtalshelis is the concept of Welt. And this is the opposite of the Ishtalshelis. It's even the opposite of the way things are in Teira. Afilu from Seder Binyon Teira, it's opposite. If the Seder, the way it's set up in Torah, from the Seder in Torah is in a neif from the Shtalshelis. In Torah, we find also that there is a Shtalshelis. There's a higher level and a lower level. Where do we find in Torah different levels? Chelik apshat v'sikeneged el masi. We find four ways to learn Torah. Pshat, remez, drush, seid. And it says the same thing. Pshat is keneged el masiya. Seid is keneged el matzilis. So it's a Shtalshelis. That the chelik apshat, which is parallel to asiya, it comes three steps from Sod, Remez, Drush, then goes down to Pshat. And so Pshat is a Shtalshelis going three steps from Chelik Asod, from the Sod, which is the secrets of Teirik Neged Atzilis. So Pshat is much lower. Even though we say in Pshat you have this Chelik Aruchni, the Seid. Because it's in Shtalshel from Seid, but it remains Pshat, and it's very much lower from it. On the Riber, so since we see that there is, in Seidri Shtalshel, even in Teir, there is no such thing as coming down and not only being down there in the lower thing, but it changes the lower thing. So no one could accomplish this. A Malach couldn't do this. Even Teir couldn't do this. Even though normally Teir, he says in Order 37, we know, has a control over the creation, over the Gashmias, and could change the Gashmias, could change the pact, the past as he brings from Yerushalmi. But this Torah couldn't even do. was they all is eine beifen nishtalshelos. Everything that they could do, what Malach could do, and even what Teira does, is a there's a seder to it. And meila mugbal gather nishtalshelos. It's limited to the way the order goes in nishtalshelos. So this is something no one could do, nor blaze Hakadosh Baruch Hu bekvede ve'atzmei Deibishter himself. Let's erot beicher given b'tzeinei. Who made up the Seder Shtalshlis and the order the way things go? The Eibishter made it. Oh, so he's the one that made it because he decided, not because it had to be. So he decided to make a Seder Shtalshlis. The Eibishter could do anything. And the Eibishter, there's nothing impossible. The Nimna noise, the words mean he is impossible of impossibilities. There's nothing impossible. Only the Eibishter himself has the power to change the whole order of Ishtalshalas, or Mechaber Zayn Tzvei Hofkim, and to combine two opposites, from Gashmis and Ruchnis, the change from Gashmis to Ruchnis, Adi Matbeya Gashmis, Lovern Bepeil in Elam Hazeh, Eicha Matbeya Shleish, that the physical coin should also become a Matbeya Shleish, not change into a Matbeya Shleish. It should remain a Matbeya Gashmis, and it should nevertheless become a fire, become a Ruchni, which is his fire. And the Rebbe in Order 39 brings an example. It says, "But Eibush the Kosher Lazavkon Kikrias Yamsuf." It's hard for Eibush to make a shidach, like it was hard for him to make Kriyas Yamsuf. And the question see this in all the Svarim ask, "What do you mean, Eibush? Hard for Eibush to make Kriyas Yamsuf?" So the lotion that answer is that not the word hard. Hard means it's against the seder that Eibush himself made, because there the way Chassidus says that it's the opposite combination of two opposites. And that's something that normally the Eibusha doesn't do, and he could do it, but it's called kosher. Same thing here. The Eibusha should make it so that it's a Matbeya Shel Gashmi. Nevertheless, it is also a Matbeya Shel Eish. That's something that only the Eibusha could do. And that's what's special here. When Dosi the Tshuva from the Eibusha in the Medrash, Badiq Loshen HaMedrash. And this is what the Eibusha answered him, the way it says in the Medrash. And look at the Loshen of the Medrash. It says, Matbeya Shel Eish Heitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibusha took out the Matbeya. But Omar Lein, he told Meisha Zayit Nishigiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Daike. It's the Eibishter. Dafke, only the Eibishter himself. And then he adds, Undur Chamire. And he also had to say, Bechura, he could just have shown him. But he also had to say, and explains why. Because the Fareinikub from Gashmis Ruchnis, as a Matbeya Gashmis Lavernech Matbeya Shleish, the combination, the connection, Gashmis Ruchnis, and even the physical coin should become a Matbeya Shleish, Beide Bepasachas, both at the same time. Kesev v'keif anafsh, it remains silver, and it's a kapora for the nefesh. Ken gemacht ver nordruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, it had to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because only he could do that. Was erod b'rtzein nebeiche gewen seder shtalshles, and b'shita zer is nit mutbel ni shtalshles v'yochel levatle. He was the one that chose to make a seder shtalshles. So certainly, that he is not limited to whatever the seder is, and he could change it. And then, val derech, the minyan from b'riya yesh mayayin. So automatically, this comes out that this, what he did, is similar to the concept of the Eibusha creating the world, something from nothing. But Skenzain, it says, it's also two opposites. Because Betzem, after he created the world, Rebbe doesn't say these words, but I'm explaining, after he created the world, there was still nothing. So Bam is in the world, but he did create a Yesh. So the world really is a combination of two opposites. It's not a Metzias and then the Metzias that the Eibusha made. And it says, who could do it? So it says in Tanya, was Kenzai nor durch nor fun mehusar ve'atzmusa shel ha'maitzik baruch hu, could only be from the Eibishter, who's the creator of everything, starting from Atzilus. She metziusa ve'atzmusa ve'ena olam ezil shekod melichas v'sholem. The Eibishter, every other spiritual level has a source, came from a higher level. The Eibishter himself has no source. He is the source. He is the source of everything. V'loch en hu levade v'kechav yecholte liver yesh me'ayin. That's why he is the only one that could create the world, Yesh Me'ayin. Because, and the Chassidus says, why? Because to do this concept that the world is not, and yes, at the same time, and it stays, it is Gashmi. That could, and it's a Gashmi that's a Metzias that could even make a mistake and think it's a real Metzias. Could only come from, and the people from the world could think that there's no source. They think this is a Metzias on its own. Only could come from Debish, who's really the Metzias on his own and has no source. He is it. So the same thing here also, that this that Eibush did by the coin is similar to Yesh Me'ayin. And therefore, there had to be, Eibush should say it. Why? Al derech v'in, the minya for Yesh Me'ayin. Just like when Eibush created the world, something from nothing. How did Eibush create the world? By speaking. With 10 statements, Eibush created the world. B'dvar Avayi Shemayim, Nasr, it says, with the words of Hashem, with the speech of Hashem, he created the Shemayim. He's Azeya Ebenegeyre, is Havus, as Matbeya Gashmet, Loven Eich. So, same thing when creating this Inyan, the two opposites at the same time, that the Matbeya Gashmi turns into Eich and remains that, as Dosver Tugit and Dibur HaKadosh Baruch, that's what Eivishter had to say it. So, Eivishter had to say it, had to show it, because it's Eivishter himself. And not to say it. The Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitnu. And the Matbeya Gashmas, we didn't give him Yitnu, but Zayin Eich Eish Zeh, the fact, the words of the Eibishter, that this they should give, meaning that what they give, which is a physical Matbeya, the Yitnu, will be the Zeh, will be the Matbeya Shalashin, the source. What Mahavik Vendam Chidush, those words created something, created this Chidush. Just like when you created the world in the creation, it came through his Dibur. This is a new creation, similar to that. It's like a Yesh Miyayin type of thing, and that came through the words of Hashem. The Rebbe says you could ask. As I say,
in other words, the question we said before, Meshe Rabbeinu was wondering, there are two opposites. How can it be? In other words, there's no logic. He believed that it could be, but he asked, it makes no sense. And the question is now, what was his question? He didn't know that the Eibishter could do it if he wants it. So the Eibishter did it. He didn't know himself, as I says, that the Eibishter could combine two opposites. So obviously the Eibishter could connect the physical coin to the root Iruchnias. But the Kushal Adukta comes at the Kasha. Was it me information? My Yuchalodim little gave it Rashi. So what did he wonder? Wonder how could it be? David could do it. So we still need more explanation. He wondered in Seichel. But even in Seichel, he could understand. In Seichel, he knew David could do it. The question was, there's no logic. Why is there no logic here? This itself is a logic that David could do it. He's coming to his Bedover. So there's a few answers. Man, amongst the answers. First of all, in Chochmah and Veseichel the Kedusha, Meisha darf azaz zayin tamua. Because Meisha's Madrege is called Chochmah. If you look in Kabbalah, you see this, is Madrege of Chochmah, Madrege of Seichel. He has to ask the question. Now, Seichel has to understand. Here we're saying he understands that there's such a thing possible, but how is it possible? He didn't understand. And that's not a problem. He didn't question it. Nor zayin dekachuk is anit mahare. He's not questioning it, not doubting it, but he still has to wonder. Because that's what Seichel is. But it's not understood. This is not, he didn't call it Chukah, but on the other hand, it's definitely not the Eidus Amish because it makes no sense. So therefore, Meisha wondered because he had to wonder because he didn't, in Seichel, he knew Deibishter could do it and he knew Deibishter, everything is fine. But he still had to say, my Seichel, which is my Madregi, I don't understand it. And the second thing is, since the Eibishter didn't identify the Machzekel as a Chukah, so Meshav was sure there must be an explanation. There must be an explanation, must be a logic, a rationale to it, and it must fall into the Seder of Ishtalshus of Teire Mitzvahs. Nochmer in dem gufa, not in dem suk v'chukah. And in that itself, it's not a chukah. He knew it's not a chukah. He knew Meshach could do it, but then let's call it chukah. Since he didn't call it chukah, means there must be a logical explanation. So he says, what is the logical explanation? When das is eichem, the diuk and the tshuva b'medesh, this is what the medesh says in the answer, k'mim matbei shaleish heyroh l'meshe, he showed it to Meshach. Why did he show it? Because we said before, but didn't answer it really. Could they just told him this idea that the Rebbe says that told him I could do it, I can make the Matbeya Shel Gashmi into Eish, Ruchni. Why did they have to show it to him? So now we understand why. Today's Aropnem did me for Meisha to take off the question that Meisha had. Not the question, didn't doubt it, but the wonder is need genug to zog in dominion to Meisha. Wouldn't be enough David would tell him, you know, I'm Kel Yochel, I could do it. Well, Damel bleibt us at me, was mekenet verstehen b'seichel. So he'll know it's true. But in Seichel, he has no explanation. And we're saying before, he's looking for an explanation because it seems that it's not a chukah. Notice what the darb zayin heyrei, David had to show him. As the pool of the matbeya gashmi is berta matbeya shalech zayin and eifin shalriya. He should see how the matbeya gashmi could turn into fire. The zach is begil imamish and an eifin fin zayitno. When he showed it to him, this not only showed him the coin, he showed him this inyan of the coin gashmi turning into ruchni. Mare bez boye ve'im ezeh. Like showed him with a finger. And the Rebbe doesn't tie shoes, but what it means seems to me to say, when you show something, you have no questions. We always learn that. When you hear something, you believe something, and it's 100% true in your mind, but if someone questions you, you have a question. I don't know the answer. There's something that's fishy here. But if you see something, there is no questions. No matter how much it doesn't understand, in Seichel, yes, it is. So David just showed him, and what it means, he didn't just show him the coin of fire. He showed him the, how this is the coin that you will be giving. With Nochmer, it goes further. Their gilu is nitner by Meshen. This that he showed him is not only by Meshen. They're by Ali and all the Yidna. Zayin is seen as Beit Mavzayit. He showed him that by every Yid, this is what they're going to be giving. As in their Matbeya was a given shtake, the gilu eich, as is Zeh Matbeya Shaleish, that in the coin that they will give, the physical coin, is this union of this. And he showed it to Meshe, which means by that he's showing it to everybody. And Tesis uses a lotion in Gemara Chum that Meshe showed him. He made him see it clearly, Taisa says. And he should be able to tell it to the Eden. So it means whatever Mesha saw, came, Mamash gave it over to the Eden. So David showed him in a way that he took away all the questions. So the question was not down. He knew David could do it. The question was, but I don't understand it. And it seems from you, you want me to understand. He showed it, and not that he showed it, he understood it already. In other words, not that he could explain it, but it's so clear, like it's in your seichel. And there's another point that Eibusha showed him at Beya fire, and we said because he wanted to show him that the Gashmas that came at Beya becomes Ruchni. How did he describe Ruchni? By showing him fire. Now, Rebbe Lachura, it's not so. You don't have to show fire. So Matrishan and Matbeya was sitting given is not nor a Matbeya Gashmas and Reyud and Matbeya Shalomayim Tachas Kisa HaKovet. But Eibusha wanted to show that this is not a physical coin only, but this is only also a coin that comes from the Sheirish of it under the Kisa HaKovet is in this coin. He didn't have to show him a coin of fire. In the shade of the heavens and their spiritual levels, there's a concept of water. It says Michael Sar Shamayim. There's Malach Michael is the Sar, the Malach of the of water. We find others also. Why did the Eibishter, when he wanted to show him that in the coin of the Yidden there will be the fire? The Ruchni is why did he show him fire? Why did he show water? But it's being in the Ruchni. The Eibishter wanted to show him that by giving machzah shekel, not only you have the ruchnis in it, which could be mayim or eish, it's a type of ruchnis which is hinted in the fire. Something special with fire. Why? The Runtashet Vishnation, the Andri say the difference between fire and the other elements, which is offer mayim and ruach, is like this. Offer a mind veruach kipshut on the matter with the funi verstandig and gates shem shem ruchni. Down here physically, sand, water, wind, air, posh begashmias, and whatever we're going to say about gashmias shows that that's how it is. It mirrors itself in the same idea in the ruchnisik sense. Is the difference is between fire and all these. At the end, he said, is anyere del matter. Other ones come down, or the cholayese blimem came, or they stay. The nature is they come down. Take. Offer always falls down. Then Mayim also goes down, but at least stays in one place. Wind, but there's no union of going up. Shenketeva Eishes to Elazan Lamayim. The nature of fire is always to go up. Fire goes up. So much so that you need something to do something special to keep it down. You need a wick. You need something to hold. Otherwise, the fire will right away go up. And this is what the Eibusha showed Meish, that he wanted to show him that the coin down here becomes Ruchni. And what type of Ruchni? The type of fire. Meaning, that when Yidin give Machzah Shekel, it's not only that we said till now that what you're giving is really the Ruchni, the coin becomes Ruchni, nor in them Gufa Beifen Finish. In the Ruchni is Gufa, it's a type of fire. As it's hot, it chuna finish, ständig in seine Meile laus, but kiddish er lachivet, constantly has this nature of going up higher, going from one level to a higher level to a higher level. And the meat is noch mehr yumtik, wie madbeish gashmiz kenuftich kefa nafshe. This adds even more how a coin of fire could bring the kapara, the kefa, the redemption for the nefesh, for the soul. The bald as it hot is here, the chuna finish, was weiss that alia le Meile, because it has the nature of fire, that means that it always wants to go higher. Does der weitet sich vom Chumlius und die Schiefe zurück nicht? This shows that you're going away going far out, trying to get further away from chumnis, from coarseness, from gashmias, and always trying to go to ruchnis. So if you're in that level, it shows more even why this could bring a kapora for the nefesh, because this idea that you always want to go higher certainly helps to bring a kefir nafshe. This teaches us a lesson in our service of Hashem today. Even though the mitzvah of giving machzah shekel mainly was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when they had to give every year machzah shekel, and they used that for to bringing the communal korbanos sacrifices a whole year, but now we don't have that. For that's why it's noch eibes man asef around the minig Yisrael. Even nowadays, there's a minig Yisrael, and the other Rebbe says, which teira here? Minig Yisrael is teira, so this is teira itself. And the meaning is litn kaitem purim, to give before purim. This is what the Ramo says. You should give before purim machzah shekel. And loshen in the Ramo is beleil purim kaitem shemispalim mincha. On the night of purim, before you daven mincha. The Rebbe says in the order, the word the night of purim, some says you got to find out the real what the words really, maybe it's a mistake, because before mincha at night, it's the men during the day. But he says you have to give a machzis min amadbeya kvu beisimokim beisizman, half of the coin, that set coin of every place. And at that time, which is a zecher machzah shekel shel nesim ba'oder, it's a zecher, a remembrance of the machzah shekel they used to give in the Beis Hamikdash time, and they gave it in the oder. Umachash shleisha poding siv trumas truma b'parsha yeshlit shleisha. Since in the parsha it says three times the word truma, so you should give three machzah shekel. But we see from here that there is an inyan of machzah shekel, and it's teira, it's a midik. Nesim was in addition to that. Yibalda b'yeder eid neferana mishkan midik shruchni. In every eid there is a spiritual mishkan, a spiritual mishkan. Like it says. The Chazal says, make a mikdash and I will rest amongst them. It doesn't say in it. The teacher, that means in every single person. So every single person has a Beis Hamikdash. If we understand that, that's the Rinya from the Sinus Machsa Shakl Bruchnius, from the Mishkan, from the Mishkan Ruchish Batechim. So we understand that nowadays we also have the Machsa Shakl. Whatever Machsa Shakl was in the beginning, we have it now too, because it's a minik, and the Mishkan is there, Beruchnias. And when, just like we said before, that we made the Adonim, the sockets from the Machzah, we make it now too, Beruchnias. So all that we said before will apply to our Machzah Shekel now. And that them is the Eroh from the Minyan from Zeg, Yitna Matbeya Shalesh. This is the lesson, when David Zeg, this they should give a Matbeya Shalesh. And as we said before, that the Matbeya itself, Gashmi, turns into Ruchni. That means, as when Eden give Maprutin the Mitzvah, the Tzedakah, Eden give a coin, a pruta, to a mitzvah, to tzedakah. When I say, when he's mefayis anoni b'dvorim, or you help a poor man, not by giving him physical money, but you speak to him nicely, you make him feel better. Dibur gashmi, physically speaking, durch di hei metzoy sapeh gashmi, by the five, there's five parts to the mouth when you speak. The parts of some letters come from the teeth, some from the lips, some from the tongue, some from the throat. So all that is gashmi. So you do that, it is nitztama medbei gashmi. It's not just that you're involved giving a physical coin, or if you speak, a dibur gashmi, it's a physical dibur. It becomes ruchni. When in them gufa midet chuna fanesh, it becomes ruchni. And what kind of ruchni? Like we said, if the ruchni is a fire, but Stevie is our standing kale, the mind goes up to mind. I just want to mention that before the Rebbe said that mach shekel is different than tzedakah, different than any other mitzvah. So what the Rebbe is doing here is doing bechlolas. That the main thing is a machzah shekel. By regular mitzvah, it's not like that. But there must be some aspect in other mitzvahs that is taken from the mitzvah of machzah shekel. And for machzah shekel, lenpen eich op of all the mitzvahs. Machzah shekel, we learn for all the mitzvahs. As yeder pulef an aiden in yonet teira mitzvahs. Any act that he does in connection to teira mitzvahs. Choshes an in islavish gewon in dvorim gashmut after, even though that was put into physical things. Tzitzes b'tzemer gashmut. Tzitzes is made from physical bull. Tzvilm b'klav gashmut. Tzvilm is made from physical parchment, kayetzve b'shar mitzvah, same thing with all the mitzvahs. We just need blaze apula gashm, it's not just a physical act, nor sis eich matbeya shalesh aninye furuchni svegdush, etz aninye furuchni. And we're saying here, that we all know, we knew from before, every mitzvah you do is a ruchni. Why are you doing the mitzvah? Sir, it's a ruchni. There's a chidish here, every time you use a dover gashmi, this is a big chidish, like what we always learn chsidis. We always learn chsidis that when you do a dover mitzvah gashmi, it's a ruchni. What's ruchni? Because there's a mitzvah there. Now we're saying there's some aspect in the Gashmi that the Gashmi itself is Ruchni. And from them is verstanding the Gedel Yilav Afloy and the Minya from Chayas, Barim Kaitim Islavish, Eishal Dush, and the Raveda from Aiden. This adds, we understand how important it is. The second, we said before, it automatically becomes fire, ruchni, especially if you do it with the fire of your neshama. So just like we said, since we said now that by every mitzvah it becomes fire, so we add the second thing, especially that we understand the greatness that if you do it with a chayas, with life, with warmth, with excitement, you do it with the fire of dusha in the rave. So that is great in the rave de funayidin b'chol inyon ateir mitzvah. If you do that, what it does in anything that's connected to teir mitzvah's bees, as in yeder pulozayne is niked imad beishleish, till you actually could see it. In other words, if you have the proper eyes, if you see, you could see how even though he's holding a physical coin or he's holding a physical pair of tefillin, but that physical pair of tefillin is really ruchni. While it's physical, it's ruchni. It is ruchna that has in it chayis ruchni. He says, "I'm a kaim dem tzivui." Till you've come, you have eish so much eish in you that you fulfill the commandment by the mizbeach. Eish tomi took it on mizbeach leisich. But it says there should be a constant fire on the mizbeach, never to be extinguished. And Chassidus says when it says mizbeach, mizbeach also applies to the heart. It's called the mizbeach. It means that in your heart, you will not only have that fire when you actually do a mitzvah, but you can come to a point where it's eish tomid, it's constantly there. The fire of a lakus is constantly there in the person, in the gashmis of the person, the gashmis of the object, and in the person himself, there's a constant fire and the constant ruchni. And the fire, the ruchni of the fire, means you constantly want to go higher and higher.